This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Speaking of rants, you've got one of your own over someone I like to call Georgie Boy.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of your Georgie Boy. I've never been a fan of MasterChef, so I don't feel any great loss in terms of, like, turning on this man. George Columbaris. Oh, my goodness. So everyone knows he's in a lot of hot water at the moment for underpaying his staff. In fact, he owes nearly $8 million.
Is it that much?
It's a lot. And he's been to court over it, and the judge has gone, yep, you're in trouble. You need to pay $200,000. That's it. $200,000. He probably earns that in an episode of MasterChef. It's just outrageous. So I'm in rant mode because this was an opportunity for this judge to make a big shift in the hospitality industry because the culture of it in Australia is really, really bad. You've got businesses that are designed on underpaying their staff, and that's legit because if they paid their staff proper wages, weekend rates, they could not afford to be open. Like, it's a hard slog,
Yeah. Say,
owning a cafe, for example. People think, I can just open this, be really cool and trendy and have this cool stuff, but you actually don't earn a lot of money doing that. You just really don't. And so when you add in paying your staff legally, it's a big cost and people just don't do it. So this is a high-profile case. It was an opportunity for it kind of to shift from the top, like from a celebrity and trickle down. And they've not done that because $200,000 to a man earning as much as him is absolutely nothing. What about all the people that are still owed so much money?
Do you think the judge was swayed by his celebrity status? Because we do have an opinion in society that people like judges and police officers and all these sort of people are doctors, you know, have like a certain level of intelligence maybe that we haven't attained. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think the, not saying that that's necessarily true, but do you think that the judge might have thought, is this person too high profile to make an example of?
Surely.
Or did the judge not necessarily understand how bad the problem is? 'Cause,
possibly. I think the people most aware of it are people that have been working in hospitality.
Because
you go from job to job to job and you're consistently not paid the legal wage.
Yeah.
But I thought with organisations like Hospo Voice, who currently have a petition going actually to get him fired from MasterChef, I thought it was becoming more known to the general public that it is rife. Like, it is. For the first time... now, in working in hospitality since being a teenager, so over 10 years, I only just now have a job that pays me legally. Like,
that's,
that is absurd.
So interesting.
Yeah.
And a lot of people out there would say sort of slightly naive things like, well, don't work in hospo or don't get these jobs or don't open a cafe. But we all like to eat out and go to cafes and go to bars. So if everyone sort of had that attitude and went, okay, I won't get these jobs, well, then a whole lot of businesses that we all enjoy cease to exist.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's not an answer, I guess, is what I'm getting at. That's sort of like, get a different job. It's for a lot of people, they enjoy the lifestyle, the culture, hours.
You live in Melbourne and we all enjoy the fact that Melbourne has a lot of cafes and this coffee culture. And without it, all these staff, you wouldn't have it, mate.
You wouldn't have it. It's a tricky one. And it's interesting because he is partly as successful as he is right now, not partly, possibly 80%ly as successful as he is right now because of the MasterChef franchise.
Yes,
that gave him a bigger profile, therefore he would have more investors, therefore he can have more businesses and open, not quite franchises, but, you know, copies of businesses and spread them around and essentially build his own, continue to build his own personal wealth.
Yeah.
Without the TV show, many of those opportunities wouldn't have come his way.
Right.
And so I don't think it's so bad that there's a petition. I honestly think MasterChef just needs some new judges anyway, because they're just three blokes. I mean, let's give...
Boring.
Let's mix it up a bit. But, Channel 10 is standing by them.
Mistake, in my opinion.
It's a real tricky one.
Just pay them back, George. Just pay them all back.
Yeah, well, I imagine they're really going through all their... books now.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'll...
fine-tooth comb, I bet.
Oh, very fine-tooth comb. Good for your eyebrows as well. We're the Bloody Marys. You're on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.